You want to talk about a friend of the show, the 95-year-old Nazi that just got deported to Queens.
Yeah.
That shit was so funny, dude.
Dude, where am I going to have schnitzel
it, like,
on Sundays
thought
now?
Ice was bad?
Yeah.
that's like one of those, like, when, like, the cops will, like, murder, like, 15 black kids, and then there's, like, a video out of, like, you know, Hattiesburg. Look at this sergeant doing a nay-nay.
The nay-nay,
with an infant black.
Yeah.
And we found a blackette. A black seed, and one of our officers did a gang sign at it to prove that officers are not racist.
Or even his service weapon went off 3 times during the nay-nay, but it had nothing to do with
even,
the kids.
Or even when, like, a white guy gets killed at a traffic stop, and they're like see?
Guess what?
Yeah. We do
not
it to
black,
everybody.
Yeah. Not black.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was so funny. Nick and I were watching the video of, the local news video of them, like, wheeling out that corpse of that Nazi. Yeah. He was, like, just clearly, like, 5 minutes away from dying. It was, like, this big victory they took
right,
a Nazi.
Right, right.
But some guy in the local news, like, you just hear him in the background being like, "Sir, are you a Nazi?"
Yeah.
It's just like this.
He's like, "Fuck the Jews."
No.
I mean, if you're gonna do it, go out.
He couldn't speak or couldn't, like, communicate or anything.
But if I was him, I'd be throwing up middle fingers. I'd be saying, "Highland, you're getting deported anyway.
Dude.
Who cares? Go out like a fucking G if that's what you believe."
No, that guy clearly had no control of his bot. I mean, he was a vegetable.
Yeah,
they're literally just like. Yeah. Sending
it'd be great if they were really mad. He was like, "Hell yes, I did it, and I'd do it again. I love the Holocaust. I love doing the Holocaust. You ain't gonna make me apologize. Queens, baby.
You ain't my real dad."
Yeah. Look, ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. They're scared to look. Holocaust, baby. That's how Queens do it. Queens get live, baby.
Queensbridge in the motherfucking house.
QBO.
He's just grabbing the infamous.
This is black guys have to be like, "Man, he's right. He's right." You
know? You know, he's represented on neighborhood.
He may have done the Holocaust, but he made Queens look good. That's old. That's how Queens used to be, harboring Nazis and shit. That's like the last sign that Queens has been gentrified is that they're getting rid of the Nazi war criminals.
Damn, I used to remember when the neighborhood
was
a safe haven.
That juice shop used to be a guy that poured boiling water on twins' brains in DeKalb. Now it's a motherfucking Robex.
Damn, these hipsters have changed our neighborhood.
God damn it. It is hilarious that he ended up in Queens. It's pretty fucking...
Yeah.
It's like a pretty diverse neighborhood, you know?
Queens is super diverse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.